Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Heaven on 7 and the Purple Pig, it's Jimmy Banas. Morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
Morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, I am about 50%. I need to ask you how you're doing. I was just reading something that Rick Bayless said. Of course, Rick has his Frontera restaurant group. And he said, let me get it here, that if we go back to indoor dining, he can get back to break even. I mean, is that what you guys are waiting for now, Jimmy?
Well, I mean, listen, we understand COVID is real, okay? That is for sure. I'm confused is that the restaurants have been closed a month now, and, you know, because the governor's been saying restaurants. And since we've been closed, the numbers have gone up, 8,000, 10,000, 15,000, I think. I don't know about 15, but it's like close to that. So how can it be the restaurants? We practice cleanliness. We're constantly cleaning, constantly washing our hands. I mean, I don't get it. So I really don't understand.
A lot of people are concerned about, a lot of businesses right now. But with the restaurant business, I mean, these are places where we interact with people like you, the restaurateurs. Also, they are social gathering spots, part of the fabric of the community, and iconic places like Heaven on 7 in the Garland Building there at 111 North Wabash. We worry about a place like that being able to open again, and you're third generation now at Heaven on 7, and
yeah, my brother's daughter Alexis,
You're right, great family businesses. So many restaurants are like that. Are you going to be able to make it?
I've been asked that question a lot lately, and it's just like, I haven't been open since March. But I've been doing to-goes out of the Purple Pig, pickups and stuff like that. Some of my favorites, like gumbo and jambalaya and etouffees and different things. And they've been really supportive of what I'm doing, and it's really exciting to see people come every week and get a half a gallon of gumbo or a gallon of jambalaya or something like that. And just happy to see me and happy to support, so I've got a fantastic following. The people have been really just tremendous.
Yeah, Rick Bayless made that point too, that going to this carry out model now helps, but part of why people like Bayless, and I know why you are in the business and enjoy it, is the interaction with customers, seeing people, talking to people, and it's not just the food, it's the whole scene in the restaurant, and you got to be missing that as much as we are right now. Money problems aside, right, Jimmy?
Right. I mean, we're people, people person, I am. And one of my best times during the pickups is I get to do curbside and I bring out the food myself, and you just see people and I put it in their car and just, stop and chat a little bit, of course, mask on and everything. And it's just, if they could see me smiling, it's just pretty awesome. People have been very, very nice. I can't say that even more. And the Purple Pig also too. My son's doing it. He's doing delivery twice a week and every Friday and Saturday, and that's going really good also too. And he does it a little bit different. Well, they have pickups. Everything goes through TOC. And it seems like it's going really well. I'm my own personal talk, okay? I take the orders, I handwrite them.
are you and your competitors looking to the government for some more help to get you through this?
It would be nice. You know, I mean, it would be nice for some kind of stimulus package, and not even for me, but how about for all the people, all the busboys, the dishwashers, the servers, all the cooks, all the line cooks. I mean, you know, unemployment's not doing it. How do you survive on $300, $400 a week?
Right.
I mean, it's brutal. Ooh. I mean, you know, I have a great possibility that I'm going to lose my business. I mean, you know, I care for my people that work for me for 35, 40 years. But, you know, I'm just myself. It's just like it's a very bleak tunnel, you know.
What about help from the local government, from the city of Chicago?
I mean, that would be great. I think any way you could get it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And taxes or some of the fees that they charge you or restrictions? I mean, are you getting what you want?
Well, I think through, I think the delivery services now, if I'm correct, I might be wrong on this, that they put them down to 15%.
They capped them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they capped them. So I think that's better. But, you know, they have to make money too. I get it. I understand. But I don't know about the 15%.
It's either 10 or 15%. Now, what about social media? You know, how important has that become to you now and other restaurant people?
You know, social media for me, I mean, I do my own Jimmy Bannis Instagram page and Heaven on 7, but I mean, from the last 3-4 years, I post something and people come in that day and show their phone. Can I have this? You just posted this, you know, and that's how I'm doing all my advertising. And I put my menus on Instagram on Monday. And people start ordering Monday through, you know, all the way through Saturday. They'll even call Saturday to see if anything's left, you know. So it's really exciting. And thank God for social media. Got to tell you the truth.
Well, it's gumbo weather, and you make the best gumbo there is. So if somebody wants to order that, how do they do it, and how do they get it?
They just go to private message me on Heaven on 7 Wabash on Facebook or Jimmy Bannis on Instagram. And then I will send them the menu, and then they can pick what they want, and they can order it, and then I'll tell them how it goes.
And that's Bannis, Bannos. I still miss your brother. I can't believe it. It's, four years?
Three and a half years. Can you honestly believe that? I go to the restaurant once a week to see if it's still standing, and it just like it kind of shakes me up, you know.
Yeah, and of course, many people listening right now remember our fun visits with the Bannis brothers, Jimmy and George, over the years, and we will never forget those sessions, will we?
Oh, no, the best, especially when Marianne had her pet donkey, Suso, the monkey or the donkey or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? You can find some of those online. Jimmy Bannis, Heaven on 7, and, of course, Jimmy and Jimmy Jr. running the Purple Pig here on Michigan Avenue. And hopefully people will go online, and they'll keep calm and carry out, and we will get through this winter. Always good talking to you, Jimmy. Keep on banging. Hang in there.
Hey, thanks, Bob, and I really appreciate it. Everybody, please support your local businesses and your favorite restaurants, and we'll get through this because we are Chicago strong.
There you go. All right. Stay healthy, buddy.
Thanks, Bob.